Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Decorated multi-genre, multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter, and a godfather of Americana, David Bromberg is bringing his quintet on the road this summer, and three venues in our area will host the group in the first half of July. They'll play songs at Mirror Lake in Lake Placid, New York on July 2nd, the Stationery Factory in Dalton, Massachusetts on July 7th, and Cohoes Music Hall in Cohoes, New York on July 13th. It's an honor to take a few minutes to speak with David Bromberg. Welcome to the Roundtable.
Oh, thank you very much.
So before we talk about the shows you're playing in the WAMC listening area, I am calling you at David Bromberg Fine Violins in Delaware. How's business?
Oh, it's great. It's very good.
What made you want to open the store, and what kind of like satisfaction do you get from having that business?
Well, I have to go back a little bit. I stopped playing music for 22 years. I got burnt out. And I will confess, I was too dumb to realize it was burnout, or I just would have taken 6 or 9 months off and come back.
Mm-hmm.
I discovered that when I wasn't on the road, I wasn't practicing or jamming or writing or doing anything that a musician does. And I didn't want to be one of these guys who drags himself on the stage and does a bitter imitation of something that he loved. So I decided I had to find another way to live my life. And I went to violin making school and learned to make violins. The thing that always interested me was not so much making them, but being able to identify them. You know, if a guitar says Fender or Martin or Gibson, that's probably what it is. And if a violin says Stradivarius, it's probably not what it is. So I wanted to learn how to identify, and that's what I studied. In order to learn it rapidly, because I was already in my 30s, I became a wholesaler. Not that I sold dozens of instruments. I sold them one at a time, fine old instruments. But that way I got to see more. And you can't identify anything you haven't already seen. So that was my training. And I did that for 22 years. And when I moved from Chicago to Wilmington, Delaware, without really deciding to, I guess I had subconsciously decided to open a violin store. And I still, at that point, was certain I would never play again.
What prompted the move from Chicago to Wilmington?
The winters.
That'll do it. That'll do it, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, Chicago winter will do it every time.
Can we go even further back to before you gave up music for a while to before you started playing music in the first place? What drew you to it initially when you were young?
You know, that's a difficult question for me to answer. All I know is I loved it. And why I loved it, I don't know. It spoke to me. It moved me. I mean, today, I'm very aware that the things that I like, they have to be soulful. There has to be heart and soul in them. If it doesn't have that, I don't have time for it. If it does have that, I have all the time in the world for it. I'm afraid that's not a great answer, but it's the
fine.
Best I can do.
That's great. How did you decide to begin playing again?
Well, when I moved to Wilmington, I had lunch a couple of times with the mayor, who was an interesting guy named Jim Baker. And he told me that the street that I now live on and that my shop is on used to have live music all up and down it. And he himself was a big jazz fan, and he wanted to see music in Wilmington again. The only thing I felt I might be able to do to get that going would be to maybe I could start some jam sessions, which I did, and really good musicians started showing up at the jam sessions. I guess there were players who remembered that they enjoyed playing with me or that they wanted to play with me, and they would come to the sessions playing with really good musicians. I started to enjoy playing again quite a bit, so I decided, why not?
You're playing a number of dates with the David Bromberg Quintet this summer. Three in our listening area are as follows: Songs at Mirror Lake in Lake Placid, New York on July 2nd, the Stationery Factory in Dalton, Massachusetts on July 7th, and Cohoes Music Hall in Cohoes, New York on July 13th. Could you tell me about your quintet, the people you've assembled to play these shows with you?
The bass player is named Sławek Zaniesienko. He's from Poland. And he studied upright bass at Classical Conservatory, but he's a hell of a rock and roll bass player. He's really good and a wonderful harmony singer. He sings all the high parts. The drummer is Josh Kanuski, who's starting to make a big name for himself, and I'm going to have to work hard to hold on to him. The other guitar player in the band is really brilliant guitar player named Mark Cosgrove. He's just a wonder. And then we have a phenom named Nate Grower, who plays fiddle and mandolin guitar. I don't know what to tell you about him. You have to hear him to believe him.
What instruments do you bring on the road with you?
Well, I bring two or three electric guitars and one acoustic guitar, an amp or two. And of course, you know, each of the musicians brings their own axes.
Of course. For the instruments that you bring with you, are they favorites or ones that travel best? Or how do you decide what you're going to bring out on the road?
I bring my favorites. When I fly, I have my favorite amp actually fits in the overhead. When you fly, you can't bring along as much stuff as when you travel by car. So I may leave one of the guitars behind, one of the electrics behind. I can't leave one of the acoustics because there's only one I bring.
Dr. John called you an American icon, dubbed you an American icon. And of course, he passed away recently. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind sharing with us some remembrances or what that loss means to music or to you.
Well, Dr. John was an extraordinary human as well as an extraordinary player. I'm really proud to say that he was a friend of mine. And we played music together. In the period when I wasn't doing very much playing, when he'd come to Chicago, I'd go and play with his band. I'd be the guitar player for the night. I just miss him. He was an extraordinary musician, and one of the things that he did that has no parallel. I don't know anyone else who could do it the way he did. He was a genius at chord substitutions, and he would start to play some chords, and all of a sudden you'd say, where is he going with this? And somehow he'd go around Robin Hood's barn and come out just great. It was I'm sorry, I may be a little inarticulate, but he was extraordinary at that. I remember he played on a few of my own recordings, and I remember he used to do endings especially that were fantastic. You know, we'd just leave the ending to him, and he'd do one of those, you know, going all around the barn and coming back, and they were wonderful.
Thank you for being willing to talk about that with us. David Bromberg Quintet will play Songs at Mirror Lake in Lake Placid, New York on July 2nd, The Stationery Factory in Dalton, Massachusetts on July 7th, and Cohoes Music Hall in Cohoes, New York on July 13th. Mr. Bromberg, thank you very much for your time, and we'll look forward to having you in the region.
Oh, thank you very much, and thanks for your time.
For more information about the David Bromberg Quintet's shows in our region, visit davidbromberg.net. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.